What's going on, our valued It's Content podcast followers? Before we get into the episode, I got something to tell you. Our podcast finally has its first sponsor, Beantown Brew, the go-to coffee if you want to attack your day. It's for the blue-collar worker, the 6-to-2 guy, the guy on the job site busting balls, the underdog, the people that go unnoticed. Beantown Brew is for you, and if you're not drinking it, what the fuck are you doing? Check out Beantown Brew at beantownbrew.com. It's currently not online, but it'll be online soon. Keep a lookout for it. Beantown Brew, the coffee for the hard working blue collar savage you are. Now let's get into the episode.
What's up, guys? This is Darren Batista from Equinox Seaport and Batista Bootcamp, and you guys are watching the It's Content podcast.
We're here, man. It's Content podcast. What is this, 25? 24? 25?
That's crazy.
24 weeks. 24 Kobe. Weeks of doing this shit. 24 weeks, that's 6 months, right? 6 months? 4 weeks in a month?
Four, 8, 12, 16.
24, yeah.
Six months.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
Mathematicians over here.
Anyway, we're here with the It's Content podcast, me, Prajuda, and we got another special guest. We got back-to-back guests for the first time in a while. We got a one that's been a long time coming. Honestly, I think I need you to respond to a lot of the comments I'm getting. You know, a lot of people saying I'm looking big, I'm not looking jacked.
Yeah,
I got my personal trainer, Darren, the Beast Batista, here in the studio.
The fellas.
That's Darren,
been a
looking,
long
you know
time
what?
Coming, man.
Yeah, I gotta take
your jacket side off. To side. You guys kind of look alike.
Show the people
the tattoo. You have the sleeve on the same, the and, tattoo Prajuda, sleeve on the same arm.
Me and Prajuda are kind of twins.
Low key, right?
Look at that. You're going to look like me real soon.
What's going on, Darren? How you been, buddy?
I'm just going to do it. Yeah.
There you go.
Darren going to do it too.
Are we 3 minutes into the pod?
Yeah, the it's crazy. This is going to get wild.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys, though.
How's everything going?
Things are going great, man. You know?
Yeah, so for those of you who haven't seen Darren in the content yet, wake up, number one, because we've been posting weekly fucking fitness shit.
Yep.
But Darren, he's a big Equinox trainer. Big in the company. You're what, number 3, 4 in the company? What are you?
I'm number 4. Number 4 hitter.
That's number crazy. 4 in the company. In the Equinox company.
I actually seen the one in LA. It's like, dude, it's like the best view in LA. Like the pool, you see that one's like high up.
They got some crazy. There's Beverly some Hills? Crazy locations.
How many
LA one outside?
That one.
It's crazy.
How many employees are in the Equinox company?
I don't know employee count, but I know trainer wise, there's over 2,000. I think it's like 2,500.
And it's only in the U.S. or is it in other countries too?
I want to say just the U.S. Don't quote me on that because I'm not totally sure, but I think it's out of the U.S.
And you've been there how long? Two years?
3 years.
3 years.
Coming in June.
Damn.
June
3 years, and you're number 4 on the list.
Number 4 on the list.
So how do you even like? How does that even happen? Like, how do you get number 4 out of 2,000 people, out of 2,000 trainers?
Yeah, I mean they count it just based on overall sessions performed in the year, right? So like, you start off January 1, and they're tracking every single session that you do, from January 1 all the way to December 31 on the following year. So.
Networking, right? I think that's he's going out and getting the clients.
Well, yeah.
Quick question. You lived in Southie that whole time you worked there?
No. So I was in Waltham. So right out of Bridgewater State where I went to school, started at Equinox right away. And I lived at home for 2 years. So started at home, was commuting in from Waltham every day. And I wasn't always that busy. It obviously took some time. So I'd say once I got to like the 1 year mark is when I really started to grow and make that name, because it takes a little bit of time to like build an entire book and then not only build it but maintain it.
What do you mean a book? Like client?
Book of clients.
Yeah.
So
how long does it take to build like a solid number one? What's like a solid book of clients?
I'd say for like the average trainer, I'd say somewhere in the 20 to 25 client range.
But how long does it take to build something like that? Like about a year?
I think if you're good at your craft and networking and maintaining clients, which is just in my opinion totally like a relationship thing, I think 6 to 8 months is probably a healthy time frame.
Is that when you built yours, around 6 to 8 months or earlier?
Quicker? I'd say it probably was a little bit faster for me, just because I've really like dove into the work behind it and making sure everything, the outreach was constant and making sure that every client I had was taken care of. So once I started retaining those clients up front, outreaching, making sure I was bringing in new business, and everyone just kind of stuck.
That's good.
And I started training some of my buddies too, which was a blessing for me because they're so committed to me as a person and as a trainer. So it was easy for that side of my business to always stick just because I knew that as long as these guys live in Boston, they're always going to want to train with me.
What'd you graduate with? What'd you go to school for?
Exercise science degree.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. See, I tried the exercise and health science. I liked it. And then biology came and it was just
biology's like the...
Biology is the study of what?
The cells and stuff, you know?
Yeah, like you got the cellulite. No, that's the wrong word.
The cellulite.
Stem cells and shit and
molecules. Right?
Molecules. You know that big chart with all the abbreviations.
That was fun.
Magnesium and shit.
No, that's chemistry, isn't it?
That's chemistry. That's chem.
See, I don't even
know. How do you know more than me?
Because I had Miss Popolo at East Boston High.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's
I had
Miss
Gately for biology, and then that was chemistry with the iron and
what's
shit.
It called? What's that called? The something table. What's it called?
Yeah.
The table of elements? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Interesting. I had Dr. C. You know Dr. C?
No.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Anyway, we're getting off topic here.
East Boston High, though.
You don't even want to know about that.
Shout out Eastie High. I'm proud to be from Eastie. Hopefully, we can go back there and talk to the kids one day.
Yeah.
You think they'll throw tomatoes at us on stage? Like they'll fucking just like start chirping us?
I think we get respect there. But I think maybe like we might get like the Uncrustables thrown at us.
Just don't eat them.
So what got you into like, I mean, number one, where'd you grow up and stuff? Like tell us about how you grew up.
Yeah, I grew up in Waltham, Mass. Literally born and raised.
Shout out Johnny Betts.
Johnny Batista. Johnny B. Pops. Radio. So we grew up our whole life in Waltham. Came through the whole school system there. Waltham was honestly great.
For those of you listening who don't know where Waltham is, if you're from another state, it's like, how would you describe it? How far out of Boston? Like 20 minutes outside of Boston?
20 minutes west. Yeah. So it's close. So I was always in and out of the city, even like as a kid.
Hop on the Mass Pike.
Yeah. Hop on the Pike. That's it.
I'm just saying, we got people who might be listening from like New York or something. I don't know where Waltham is.
Yeah. Hop on the Mass Pike.
Yeah, it's a quick highway ride. So
It's a nice ride.
It is a nice ride.
You know, see the facilities, the New Balance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't there though. Back when you were growing up, though.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
The older ones.
Well, they used to practice. The Celtics used to practice at Health Point in Waltham.
Yeah.
So that was their facility.
Yeah, Bruins used to practice in like Watertown or something, at some shitty rink.
Yeah, exactly.
Restusha. Wilmington, and then they moved there like I don't know 5 years ago. Damn. Whenever they made that facility.
Yeah.
But did you play sports growing up?
Yeah, so that's kind of leads into how I got into fitness overall.
Yeah, because like your father, like your parents, like are they like into fitness like that or?
Hugely. My mother,
very into fitness?
She's ripped.
My mother's jacked up. Shout out to her.
She runs a lot.
Runs a lot, lifts a lot.
I feel like that's the older mom thing. They run a lot. You know? My mother used to run all the time, like miles on miles. I'm like, how?
She's like, I'm running on Revere Beach. I'm like,
all right. Yeah, no, she's big into it. And she honestly, I saw her growing up doing that daily. Up at 4:30 in the gym by 5:30 running afterwards. So I think it's a true thing. I tell all like my parents as clients. So mothers, fathers, set that example for your kid from day one, because that's how I got into it. So they're both big into it. My father's more of a lifter, like loves the
bench press. So growing up, you were, like they fed you like healthy shit, I would think, right? Because they
was there healthy shit in your house, or was it like were you you know
for not, the most part? My mom was like good though. She wasn't like
not pasta 5 days a week.
No,
like, not like lasagna and like
it was a good mix.
Palm and
we're an Italian household still, so like there was a mix of that for sure. But
what kind of snacks do you have in the snack cabinet?
Like Hostess donuts and like devil donuts.
Atkins, protein vibes.
I
was eating like you know like Lay's plain potato
chips. My grandmother lives on the first floor. She made fried dough 3 times a week, dude. I'd just be down there pounding fried dough. Just like
That was my other question. Old. So you grew up, you know, like 12 years old. How much did you weigh? Like 120, 100 pounds.
I gotta think back now.
12 years old.
I have a little league baseball card. 12 years old, and it was just like 165, 4'9". I'm like.
That's what I weigh right now.
See, this is what I'm trying to get to. For example, like if you grew up, you were a skinny kid, and then all of a sudden high school, you start working out, and then like you're in your 20s, and now you're just ripped because you were skinny.
The roots is really when you're in middle school and elementary school, middle school, and then when you get to high school, it's like, all right, well, now you have that base.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't have to work as hard, but you've already built the foundation growing up.
Right.
For sure.
Now it's like when I'm in high school, it's like I was fucking big like already in high school.
Yeah, so like in the middle school, you're working with like no body fat percentage. Meanwhile, I was like a 38 waist, like
what 30%. Was the, did you ever do the PESA test in middle school?
Yeah,
I
always passed.
Test. You ever do the PESA test?
I did a beep test.
Yeah, the running was the worst. They hated
we performed
that.
Pretty well on that. Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
See, man, I was big though. And I was shitting on everyone in every sport we played in gym though.
Well, that's what always like kind of evened me out is I played hockey and like I played sports and shit. So like that was always my workout. So like I was never like morbidly like fucking huge. Like, I'm my biggest right now.
Yeah.
But that's like over time, the last 3-4 years, I haven't been I don't play hockey, you know.
For sure.
But
I'm the biggest right now too.
That's how we get Darren.
You guys are losing.
We're grinding. We'll get into that. I want you to finish your story though. So what sports did you play?
Played basketball, baseball growing up.
We got a lot of ballers coming.
We got a lot of hoopers.
I want to see you one on one on pursuit.
Oh, dude. Let's fucking go, dude.
Would you play?
You're a shooter.
Would you play in basketball? I was
a point guard. So I played all the way through high school. Growing up Waltham High, played 4 years, and then my plan was to go play D3. I went to Roger Williams University freshman year, and I ended up not making that team, which is kind of where the transition happened for me. Because
what sport was it?
For basketball, yeah. Damn. So that point in my life, that was like a shitty point, and it felt like rock bottom.
Were you devastated? Like, you went there just for basketball, and you didn't make the team?
Well, so we had some like conversations before, and it felt like a good chance for me to get on that team, even if it wasn't like a set in stone spot.
Yeah.
So I talked to a couple of schools. Bridgewater was actually one of them going into freshman year too, but I decided not to go there. So I didn't make that team, and then ended up
kind of set yourself up a failure at basketball. Don't come on.
I was just gonna say,
sure. We're all 5'8" white.
Unless you're in Oregon,
baseball would be like okay. Like
I know.
Baseball.
Yeah, I was probably better at baseball too. That's the thing.
Unless you're in Oregon, dropping like 40 points a game, like Peyton.
I know. Peyton,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Peyton
getting the
D1s
right away. It's like, let's be real here.
It's all good though, but it was probably one of the best things that happened to you.
It was the best thing that happened to me.
So then that's when you started turning into training a lot more and getting into weight training and stuff.
I had so much time on my hands now. Yeah, it was like everything was so committed to basketball. Like in that fall, I was with the team. We were playing pickup. We were working out. Right. And then it turned into
nothing, bro.
I have nothing to do.
It's crazy. That switch.
You need the switch because I can relate. Because like my senior year, I was like so dialed in with football. Like the off season, like leading up to the season. So that's like all summer we were just training together. And I just tore my ACL the first game. And after that, I'm like,
you have nothing.
Damn, I have to like work a job to pay rent.
I'm not
going to college. Yeah. Like, exactly. What am I doing?
Yeah, that's like even with me when I started getting into the gym, it was like the second half of my senior year. So I was just finishing up my hockey season.
Yeah.
And I would legit find myself at the gym like 2.5 hours, like just like grinding, but like also just like wanting to be there, like enjoying being at the gym, like whether it's like chilling, having a protein shake after, like, you know what I mean? Like taking my time with my warm up and shit.
For sure.
So I'm trying to get back to like that. But nowadays it's like when you get busy, you don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
No. You know, I guess, I don't mean like go get back to like the 2.5 hours, but just like find that passion again, which I feel like we are though, like with you. Cause
you guys are getting there.
I'm definitely enjoying it.
Cause once you start like seeing results and feeling good, you crave that feeling. It's like the serotonin or the endorphins. You crave feeling that. So
the biggest thing is just like understanding like, there's no 24-hour results in this. You know what I mean?
It's a journey for you guys.
World wasn't built in a day is such like a perfect like saying because it's like it wasn't. Like it's you can't expect to fucking have overnight results. And I feel like even at this point we're at right now, like I'm down to close to almost 20 pounds in like what? Like a month and a half, 2 months, really consistent.
Yeah.
But like this is the spot where like I would always stop because I'd be like, you lose that water weight and then it starts coming off slower.
Exactly.
And now this is when the motivation kind of goes down because it's like, why am I not losing the 5 pounds a week like I just was?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's really about powering through, just holding yourself accountable. But that's why I'm glad we work with you because you can hold us accountable.
And for you guys, it's been awesome to see too because we didn't just start a month and a half ago.
I wanted to get into that. So that's a good segue. Like talk about like how we kind of connected first and when we did because I don't even really remember when me and him connected like way before that.
Honestly, like, he came to our pop-up event,
our second one,
which was when
June, so July
so we might have connected in like almost a year ago.
No, it was June.
It was probably like May or June.
May or June, right?
I saw you in a story.
May, June 2023 for context for everyone. So about almost a year ago.
All right. I think you posted something. I already followed you on Instagram. Shout out to your reach because I didn't even know who you were. I was just following you.
Yeah.
And I think I saw that you said like you were trying to lose weight or something along those lines.
Yeah, I said that up quite a few times on my social media. Yeah.
But I just saw that specific video and I was like, you know what? Like, I was starting to like really kill it at Equinox and I was like, fuck it. Like, I think I can get this kid's attention if I just shoot him a message.
Yeah.
So I DM'd you, obviously, you know that. And I was like, he's either going to answer or he won't. And like, fuck it if he doesn't. But you answered me back and I was like, all right, perfect. So we ended up meeting up at a
Adriana's
shop at Adriana's.
We had this big plan. And honestly, though, I have to shout out Coco, though. I have to shout out Coco Fernandez. Yeah. We had him on the pod episode 2, I think.
Yeah.
Our barber. He really bridged the gap because, like, you know, like we get DMs by people all the time. And it's like we're very, like, closed off from a lot of people. Like, we kind of have our own little circle. So I think I answered you. And it wasn't like a conscious decision in my head, like, oh, I'm going to ignore this. Because it was more like, all right, well, I'm on to the, oh, yeah, cool, nice to meet you. Let's maybe link up sometime.
Yeah.
But then Coco talked to me. He's like, yo, my guy, like, he's a good dude. Like, definitely try to talk to him. So I did. And thank God we did.
Seriously.
Like, so shout out to Coco.
Shout out to Coco, man.
Story, listening to people. But we sat down and I know, I forget why, I don't know why you didn't come. I forget. I think you were busy with some other shit.
I was cooking at home.
Yeah. And then we went and I'm just like told him, like, yo, just start. I'm like, I was at Planet Fitness at the time.
We came. And we
Darren
went there.
Would legit find time to like drive to PF and train me just like for our session, like what, once a week, couple times a week.
We would get in there once a week and just do a session in
Planet
stuff.
Fitness. And it's crazy to think back to that because I'm like, whenever I think of, like there's a lull in the progress or like a pause, I'm like, damn, like back then when we were working out, like I was like, it just like my stamina was not there.
Exactly.
Like I couldn't even like get through almost one of those easy workouts.
A strength, like just the
and
strength
now, like
stuff.
To then compare that to today's workout, I'm like, bro, I wouldn't have even got through like two rounds of that. I would have been dead.
Yeah. People don't know. We're coming right off a workout.
We're coming right off. We're coming right in the gym right now.
Feels good.
Thrasher too.
It was like a what? A 25 minute workout maybe? Like
25, 30 minutes?
But it was nonstop.
Killer.
Six rounds nonstop. I like those kind of workouts. Those are fun. I feel so good now from doing that workout.
100%.
Anyway, my bad. I'm getting off topic. So from there, we got closer. And then when did we make the jump to Equinox? It was like August, September, like around there.
I want to say, like end of the summer is when you guys started coming over to Equinox.
You were going before me.
I was going before him.
Yeah.
He didn't even start coming yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't there yet.
Yeah, Prajut, like, well, you know, to give us your little, your side of the story, you know, like, why weren't you down?
Prajut
like,
took a little time with
Prajut
me.
Prajut took his time to get a little.
You know what it is, bro? Like, when I came back from the military in 2020, 9/11 2020, I was going to the gym. Like, I was dialed in. I got to the post office 2021, January, and I was, like, working, going to the gym, like, GBF. Yeah. I was going for a minute, and then, like, I moved into my new spot, met my ex, and got comfortable. Like, I was I was grinding from working 10 hours a day, going, like, filming in between, like, going food shopping, and then after that, it was, like, 6:30, 7 when I would clock out. I was like, I ain't going to the gym. So that stuck with me for, like, a year and a half, bro. And then I made the transition doing this full-time. I'm getting paid to go to these places and eat.
Yeah, because there was a time where you weren't even, like, working out. You were just, like,
I'm doing all these brand deals and just filming and just going to different shit.
Just apartment shit, too, though. Like, just living on your own.
And just living
shit.
With someone, too, coordinating with other people's schedule. And then, like I said, I had a girlfriend at the time. So, it was, like, worrying about someone else's feelings. And it was, like, I don't know.
Yeah. For sure.
So, it took me a minute because January 2024 has been the best so far with a routine.
We got the office.
I got a new spot. Like, I'm really into a routine where it's like gym, office, like, or gym, grocery shopping, doing a cooking video.
For sure.
Gym. The moral of the story is just gym right away.
Knock it out first.
No matter if you're up at 7 or 10 or 11, just go to
the
gym.
I'm all about
first.
In the morning. Like, it has to be the morning. It's just from the military because like, I can't.
You honestly got me on that because I used to go to the gym at night.
Yeah.
So in the afternoon. I can't do it anymore. I have to get it done in the morning. Though.
There's too many things that happen throughout your day that can make you in your head tell yourself, I'm not going to go today.
I got to
that.
Put,
you just got to.
Oh, trust me.
They say eat the frog.
I got to put all my energy into it.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, you are not putting. I don't care who you are. You're not putting all your energy into it at the end of the day.
And then when you're done in the morning, you have a way better day. You're just
because
more productive.
You
got
to realize throughout the day, I don't care what you do, but like you give energy to other people, especially
for sure.
I don't know what profession, but like anything, you're giving it away.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's accomplishment early in the day. So you're already getting that task done. So now you've checked a box.
Yeah.
You check your next box.
And
because
just mentally, bro. And I heard Nikki Cass, the influencer from New York. Nikki Cass, my guy. He was the first one who really said this on social media that stuck with me. And he was like, because this was like during a time before we met, like where I was like struggling to like get consistent in the gym again. And I think he was on a podcast or something. He was like, I tell everyone just like go to the gym just for your mental. Don't even go for your physical. Just go just for your mental state. Because when you start to go, you just feel better. Go and just walk on the treadmill for 15 minutes and leave, like if you need to.
Yeah.
Just get in there. Put your shoes on. I heard Logan Paul say that. He's like, just put your shoes on. That's the hardest part. And then go.
Yeah.
And he was like, once you have your shoes on, you're ready to go. And you'll end up going. It's like just little mental things. But that was going to kind of lead me into one of my first questions is like, what advice would you give to someone like maybe me that was in that position where it's like you're out of shape? Maybe you were an athlete growing up in good shape and then like you fell out of shape the last few years with COVID and everything and like you've been struggling to get back into it. Like what advice would you give someone in that position?
Yeah, I think a lot of people deal with that, especially coming out of college. So a lot of these guys, girls that are in college are playing a sport and they're almost forced to be regimented by a coach or a strength coach. Mm-hmm. And then they fall out of that once they're out of that setting. It's like deep down, you still have that within you. You have that regiment. It's just like, how can we navigate it in a different way where it comes from wanting to do it for yourself? Mm-hmm. And I think it comes down to just being as simple as like, just start, just do something. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like setting yourself up for success, having a bag packed in the morning, but when you wake up, small little routine things that are going to spark plug you to say, let's just go in there and do something. Maybe even starts like you don't even have a routine yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just work on showing up to the gym, walking the treadmill for 15 minutes and you leave and that's your first month.
Yeah.
You do that.
It's crazy. I have my set routine, like literally the way I pack my bag. So when I get to the gym, like I unpack it and it's all in order.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
You're setting yourself up for success.
I've done before in the past too that I still work on today is like people that, how do you teach someone to balance things? Because like my issue, like the last few years was like, I would be all in on something like 110%, like all week. And then during the weekend, like I would have one bad night and I would just turn it into two bad nights, three bad nights. Cause I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, oh, I ate this McDonald's last night. Let me go eat this fucking calzone the next day. You know what I mean? Like, what do you give advice to someone to like find that balance of like, whether it's cheat meals, alcohol consumption, like where do you find that balance or how do you find it?
Yeah. And a common question. And my answer to that is always going to be if you plan ahead. So on your Monday, if you know what your week's going to look like say you know that you're going out on Saturday and you're going to go have a meal that you probably normally wouldn't have during the week, or you're going to drink a couple drinks, plan around that. Mm-hmm. So say, okay, I'm going to do my food shopping for the week and I'm going to make sure that I have enough that's going to sustain me all the way up until whatever day after it is that you went out. So then you can just wake up the next day after going out and you don't have to follow it up with, oh, I don't have any food in the house. Let me just order something that's probably not the greatest option. But now I have an option right in front of me in my fridge, right? So if you set yourself up for success, just like when I said, packing a bag, like you have your morning routine, it falls into every category. Mm-hmm. So we can't let one bad night trip us up for then the next 2 days. Because that's where progress is stunted.
True.
If we can have a bad night, because those things happen, that's just life, we need to plan around those things. So if we can wake up on a Sunday and say, hey, I planned around this so well that I can get right back on track. I'm not even stressed about last night anymore. I'm just going to cook myself the meals that I have ready for me or have them cooked already. Maybe on Friday, you meal prep and you have enough already ready for when you wake up and you're like, all right, I'm good.
I love Nutrimeals, bro. They're so clutch. They're clutch.
Yeah. Have a service. Nutrimeals. They're
clutch. I love
Shout
it.
Shout out Valentino, man.
I got the rice. I got my ground turkey. I got the beef now. Yeah. I got some meals that are clean, low sodium.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's clutch having them because, bro, spending $30 on Uber Eats. Like, I would try to get some healthy shit, like a salad.
What's your advice to people that have Uber Eats on their phone?
Delete it.
Use it in moderation. Maybe you stick to, like, tapping
it once a
week.
I know you preach a lot, like to give people context. Like, you're big on balance. Like,
for sure.
I see you out in the clubs on the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One weekend a night, you know what I mean? Yeah. Two, a couple times. Like, you're getting a little, I've had a good time.
Yeah.
But, like you're big on balance where like some trainers are like that we've had in the past have been like extreme like Nazi boot camp, you know what I mean, for lack of better terms,
for sure.
why do you preach that? Like, I mean, obviously the simple answer is because like you got to live your fucking life. Yeah. But like, why do you think some trainers are like, why do you think they beat that into people's heads? Like, yo, you have to do it the David Goggins style, yeah, like extreme, you know what I mean? Where it's like that could work for some people, but do you feel like the longer term effects of that will fuck you up?
So to answer your question, I think that a lot of trainers miss the mark on, they don't realize that clients and the general population don't love fitness as much as we do.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me to turn it on and off is very easy. I could stay in for 2 months and not care, not drink, focus on my fitness. But like, that's not realistic for you two or anyone else in the general pop. So to preach balance is to preach to 99% of the population.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas there's so many trainers that are going to say
like, think like me, be like me. Yeah. Like, think like, you know, like, it's
I don't want to change your life and have you think behind my lens. I want you to use your lens and try to find a middle ground where it's sustainable for you.
Yeah.
I love going out. So I'm a good example of like, I go out on Saturdays. I don't count how many drinks I have. I just drink. I get drunk.
Oh, we know you get.
Yeah, you get a little dude, too much. Dude, I get
squinty.
That's a young boy's. What's up?
Oh, no.
What's
up?
Come on now. Come on.
No. He has
like,
a good time.
Yeah, I just like enjoy myself.
You can see it in Darren's eyes.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Squinty for sure.
Well, because I see Darren dialed in 6-5 days a week, 6 days a week.
But like, I can do that because one, it fits in with my lifestyle. And like, I need that for just my headspace to go out and have fun.
Of course.
And then the next day I just don't follow it up with like, I'm gonna eat 3 shitty meals.
Yeah.
See, that's just my plan. Yeah, that's my thing. Like,
because when you're out drinking all night, what is it? Alcohol, what's it doing?
Dehydrates you.
So then like, I don't know, like I feel like you get hungrier the next day when you wake up, and then it's like, oh, let me just go pound this breakfast burrito and
that's good pancakes though. Is that bad though? Not bad. Breakfast burrito, is that bad?
Depends what you have, man. Make it a bowl. Make it an omelet. You know,
that's something I noticed too, just working with you, bro. Is because like you said, think about it. We started working together almost a year ago now.
Yeah,
and really only in the last couple months we've been starting to see some real progress
for sure.
So like, obviously, like, I respect you sticking around for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some trainers might have just said, "Fuck this, I'm going to move on to the next person."
No,
but like with our lifestyle, with what we do, networking, like going out to, like, we've made some of our best relationships just going to Celtics games, and people probably don't understand that
exactly.
Like, because they have like the Putnam Club there, where like all the, you know, usually people with more money are in those clubs and for stuff, and like higher value people that can bring value to us. So these Celtics games we go to left and right aren't just to go enjoy the game. It's really to go network with people. Right. So when we're out and about, it's like, you know, you might have a couple drinks. Yeah. You might have a little piece of Sal's pizza. Yeah,
but we've been doing good. We'll go to a restaurant, have a nice steak, you know, right before, like early. Yeah. So we're done to eat after like 5. Yeah. And then we'll have like 7 tequilas.
Only 7.
Just tequilas.
No, but like, and that's what I've always understood about you two, and not only you two, but a lot of people that struggle with the balance and staying consistent, which is why I was completely okay with spending 3 to 4 months with you guys just working on consistency and just showing up in the gym doing something and not knocking yourself for one bad night.
What?
So I feel like that alone probably took all 3 of us 3 months to work on.
Yeah.
And now I feel like you guys are there. And that's why now
it's
quite.
I was just going to say, I
got a question. Yeah. I've struggled with weight loss my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life. So now that I'm at a point where I'm like my heaviest and like I'm starting to lose weight, once I get back down to where I know I'm going to be, whether it's like, I don't know the number, whether it's 220, 230, 215, I don't know what it's going to be.
For sure.
How do I maintain that for the rest of my life? Because I don't want to have this back and forth thing where it's like, okay, I'm jacked for another 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I just had a kid or something and I'm like, I'm putting on weight now and now I got to struggle to get it off. You know what I mean? Like, how do you maintain that? I guess that you could, the easy thing is like, oh, it's all mental, stay dialed in. But like, for another answer, like, what would you give to like stay consistent with that? How do you do that?
Yeah, and I think that's the best part about losing at a progressive rate, as opposed to a lot of people like shed 70 pounds and then go right back to where they are.
Yeah.
But I think we're slowly making these diet changes with you at a pace that works with your lifestyle. So if we get there at a nice and progressive pace, you're not really going to need to change anything when you're there. It's more so just when your body weight goes down, like, you can adjust your calories a little bit. You can adjust your protein, Just because you're not going to need as many calories as you become lighter. Mm. But that's really the only thing that changes. I think now, since we're making such a sustainable change here with you guys, it's not going to feel like, oh, what do I do now when I'm there? It's like you just continue your lifestyle and you stay moving, you stay hitting your protein goal, and you just keep active.
I'm excited to get back to that, because right now I'm just focusing on obviously like calorie deficit, like for not taking in more than I should be. But once, you know, get to a point where like obviously lower in weight, more in the groove of it, I want to start like tracking that protein again and shit, because I actually enjoy doing that. And that's what honestly made me fall in love with the gym even more when I was heavy into it, like 2018 to 2020, because it's like a game you play. It's like, it's kind of like a fun game you play all day. It's like, oh, I need to hit whatever 200 grams of protein today. How can I get there? Let me plan out my, it's just like, I don't know, like, I want to
get to the point where it's like, oh, I need a bulk. That's easy. Like, that's easy.
Doing that for 24 years.
It's easy. It's easy.
Doing that for 24 years.
That's what I'm saying. Time bulking.
That's bulking my whole life.
Darren, I've been gaining weight the whole time.
No, but I mean, yeah, I even kind of don't like the whole like cut and bulk idea. Yeah, it's like,
I know. What is your opinion on that? Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, they do the cut and the big bulk and the big cut. And like, what's your opinion?
And I feel like there's a time and a place, like in the times of the years and the seasons where, yeah, you can decrease your intake a little bit if you want to get a little bit leaner, increase if you want to gain a little bit of size and get stronger.
Yeah.
But I don't think there has to be this aggressive.
So we're not in the fucking IFBB bodybuilding show.
I'm not going to lie though, like being a foodie, like this, like when it starts to get nicer, I definitely want to eat more of like just less carbs. Like no, really.
Because you want to feel good going out.
I want to feel good going out. Like I want to eat more like just tuna.
I want to be a tall ship shirtless, dude. Like going to
Costco. Exactly. Like,
and eating oysters, you know what I mean?
No, it is too. I honestly, nowadays, I kind of like going out because, like you said, for the Celtics games, we have like a nice clean dinner before, because I know I'm going to be out socializing. I don't want to feel like shit.
Exactly.
It's the worst. I don't want to look like shit.
Yeah.
I know if I eat certain foods, I'm going to be bloated. Like,
bro, it's all mental. Like, I had hot pot. Do you know what hot pot is?
No, I don't think so.
Let's go. Let's go.
What do you mean, let's go?
Let's go.
Justin, do you know what hot pot is?
Yeah.
Do you like hot pot?
I've never had it.
Let's go.
What is it?
So
I got an island by yourself.
I'm not on an island. I'm just, you know,
like preaching the hot pot.
I'm just cultured.
My sister said it too. Culture. My sister said it too.
All right. So you go, it's like a burner. You get like a broth. You pick a broth, but you pick off like all fresh veggies and just meat dumplings. Then you make it yourself.
That doesn't sound that bad.
No, it's not bad. It's not.
You definitely get like bloated though.
It's just funny because Chad finds a way to bring it up every podcast.
Yeah, So I went, but I knew I was going to be bloated because that's all I ate all day.
Yeah.
Like I ate it at like 6, 7. And then that next day I always feel like bloated because it's mad, the sodium for sure. And it's just all mental, because then that whole day I'm like, damn, I look fat as fuck. But then like today I woke up, I ate early last night, like 5, 6, some fajitas.
I saw those.
And I put on some clothes. I'm just like,
you're feeling jacked up.
It's just mental though. It's just mental, because sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I look fucking huge. For like, damn.
What's been the best and worst part working with us?
I think
no judgment taken either. Just what's been the best spot and the worst spot?
Yeah, and I wouldn't even call it the worst. I'd say like the most difficult part is learning to understand your guys' lifestyle, because it's so different from not only mine but a lot of people. Just being a content creator, I'm sure it's a lot of a lit
content creator.
Yeah, and you guys are busy. You guys are constantly at events and stuff like that, which is super cool, but difficult for someone on my side to understand as much, because I don't live that. So I think just understanding how your guys' lifestyles work and trying to mend my approach to fit that as best as possible, which I feel like I've gotten better at and learned really well now as we're at month 5 or 6, I feel like I have a really good hold on what you guys are doing, where you guys are going to be, and like how that could affect the next day or even the day before, and how we plan around that. But the best part I'd say is it doesn't even have anything to do with the fitness part. It's like I've made great friendships with both of you. And I think that alone is going to continue to build the trust with each other. I mean, like, You guys are trying to help me. I'm helping you guys. And I think that it's more about like...
It's content all, fitness.
Yeah,
it's headed by Darren Batista.
Yeah, for real.
That's the goal, bro. And that's the goal.
Now we're all friends, bro. Like, yeah, exactly. I don't even look at you guys like... You guys aren't my clients.
Nah.
You guys are my boys. And
but
like,
we work out together. We don't, I mean, like, obviously you tell us what to do, but like, we all just work out together.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So I look forward to Thursdays now. They're fun. Now it's 10 a.m. I like the 10 a.m.
10 a.m. is a little better. You're going to sleep an extra hour.
No, it's not even the sleep. The traffic. I went right through the tunnel.
The tunnel's horrible.
On Thursdays, bro, we go through that Ted Williams tunnel. I had to leave my house at like 8:15 to be there by 9.
Yeah.
Bro, it's crazy. Like a mile and a half drive.
No, I feel
it's not far at all, bro.
45, no traffic. 45 minutes.
No, it's not Seaport, man. But
today it took like 15.
All right.
There was some traffic at the very end. I just cut the whole line. I'm like, I'm not being late for this. I got
to
get in there.
To go to the light?
Yeah, it was all backed up. Fucking bitches.
You guys got there. You're on time.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about all this, though? Like, in general, not just with us, but like about training. Like, why do you like training people?
Yeah, I like it just because of the relationships you can form. So, similar to you guys, I think like I've met so many people through this community, and it's all geared towards one certain goal, to just live the best lifestyle for yourself and be your healthiest, best version of yourself. And I think the community that's built around it, super cool. And it's also presented me with the best opportunities. I mean, as a trainer, like, a lot of people don't think that you can be in a financially like great spot. I think that the experience that I'm gaining is that like I'm proving that wrong.
Bro,
like,
you it's can all be, about how hard you work too.
Exactly.
Though, which is what a lot of people don't get. Yeah. Like, you gotta work to get your clients. You gotta work to fucking get up at 7 a.m. and leave at 8 p.m. at that night. You know what I mean? And wake up again for your 6 a.m. fucking client.
It's also getting them to come in, right?
Yeah. Like, it's not easy, bro. It's not easy to keep a client either.
I swear to God, bro, you going out and like make, like, that's the biggest thing.
Networking.
Like, that's another thing. Like, my friends always are like, oh, you're always going out in Seaport, this and that. I'm like, if I don't go out and show my face in Seaport, like, you just become forgotten. Like, I need to.
It's such an easy place to find clients too.
I've met so many.
At a bar talking to some kid. And like,
so many.
Do you know
clients
how many times we would go like to like just an event? We're like, oh, I don't even want to go. But every time we go,
it's like we'll go.
And then there's some like person we'll meet or something will happen that we would never expect to happen.
At Sweat House.
Just like so
this
many
dude,
things.
Andy at Sweat House, he has an agency in LA. He's about to fly us out there for free.
Yeah,
like,
and
crazy.
Just like, even I remember we went to like Tatum had like some event at Concepts. We're like, I don't really care, but like, we'll go, whatever. And then just like the owner of Concepts came up to us and just like loves our shit.
Loves your
and
stuff.
Just like,
so you never know what's gonna come out of those things. So
I didn't even know what networking was, bro, until I like got into this space. Like, I didn't even know that was even a word. Like,
yeah.
Like, how would you, I mean, obviously, like, networking is just, like, building relationships with people. It's pretty much the base of it. But I feel like that's big in any profession, to be honest. Like,
it's
not
major.
Just personal training, but, like,
yeah,
dude, even if you're a fucking, I don't know, like, a union worker or something, like, because it might not even just help you, but, like, your family, your kids, like, you
for
know,
sure.
down the line, like, building relationships is the biggest thing. And I'm just glad, like, you know, not that I was skeptical going into it with you, because like everything, there was no red flags at all. But I felt like, I don't know, every time we kind of build relationships with people, like, it always ends up just being like me and him in like a small circle, you know? Or we try to build relationships, is always like kind of like the negative side of things. But there's really been no negative sides to working with you, bro, to be honest.
It's just genuine, bro. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And well, that's
like,
you didn't
come to me looking for a fucking handout or like, hey,
no,
yo, I'll train you, but you got to post this many times. You got to do this. You
that's
do
where
that.
That's like, where it's right, like, bro. It's just straight business. You know, it's not about
transactional. It's that's not,
which is cool certain times, but we wouldn't have the relationship we have right now if it was just transactional,
for sure.
You know,
for sure.
Have you ever, messed around with any clients?
Honestly,
have
no.
you ever had relationships more than like just training?
That's cap.
No,
that's cap. I know that's cap.
Wholeheartedly, like, I set that boundary for myself.
You don't shit where you eat. You don't shit where you eat.
I mean,
is that
not
the same?
With clients.
You don't eat where you shit. What's
I don't
it called,
know, man?
Justin, what's the same? Is there don't shit where you eat, right?
Not direct clients that I work with. No, that's like a
boundary.
You're
not just saying that for the video yet.
I'm not saying that for the video. That's just a hard no.
I respect it.
I just don't play with my like my business with my money. It's just like, that's not
the gym's
something I
tough too.
Do.
I feel like it's a lot of tension in there.
I'm not even gonna say.
You're not gonna talk.
Nah, what are you gonna say? What are you gonna say?
Nah, I ain't even gonna
about
say.
Darren?
Frigid
doesn't believe me.
No, not Darren. No. Just. Never mind.
Chad, because you think so.
Chad falls in love in the gym. He falls in love in the gym like once a week. So
I'm just not even going to say anything because then people are just going to watch and, you know.
Yeah.
I've built a lot of great connections in the gym.
Couple of gym crushes at Equinox.
Listen, Equinox is a lot of jacked girls, jacked guys. It's a lot of good looking people in there, you know?
It's good energy.
That's why we fit right in, you know? We're fucking jacked. We're handsome.
A couple of gym crushes.
We're all working out together. I'm like,
have you had any clients, and you don't have to tell me who they are, but like that have just given you like a horrible time? Or like, have you had any like bad clients?
Yeah, and I, again, like, I don't think it's bad. I think it's just the ability to handle different personalities. Like, everyone operates a little bit different.
You have a guy come in there with the cutoff on, just, like, wants to make his own workout and do his own thing.
Yeah, so that's... No, that's literally, though, like, we deal with that. So, that's...
But he's paying you, though? But he wants to do his own shit?
Yeah, and I'm not even saying it's, like, a guy or a girl or a specific person in mind. But, like, that's happened down the road, and it's more so just... I just got to take his outlook on what I provide and say, you know what? I'll put my knowledge aside for a second, and I'm going to give him the best experience possible with what he wants. And that's what being a trainer is all about. It's not even about, I'm going to tell you why I'm right and this is how you do certain things. It's like, I'll take what you want out of this experience. I'll try to blend as much of what I know, try to make them fit together, and then you're happy, I'm happy.
He does that good.
We're good.
No, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just think it's valid questions, though.
No, it is.
You know, because I know people watch us and thinking like, oh, well, trainers, you know, you have all the good answers, Darren. And I gotta hit you with some hot ones.
Hit me with the hot ones.
Hit me with a couple of hot ones. You know? I don't have any more hot ones, but.
No, that's like a question, too, that I feel like people are scared to ask, though. They're like, oh, I'm not going to ask you.
Because obviously, like, even, all right, for example, if you were to ask us, hey, have you worked with any brands that you can't stand? But like you said, it could just be the way they're handling things. It doesn't define them as a person, you know? What I mean, it's just like their outlook or their, that's how they go about things, which might be different than us, but I guess you gotta respect it, right? You know,
for sure.
It's just business is business,
and that's okay.
That's another good question. How's it been for you with business separating emotions from business?
Yeah, that's a big thing. So like when I first started, and a lot of the trainers, especially at Equinox, because it's very like competition based there, because they're obviously focused on your numbers and your output. And I think that it was early on, it's so easy to get caught up in like, why aren't I selling? Like, why aren't I growing my business? Why aren't my numbers improving? And people get caught in this emotional cycle of like getting down on themselves and then getting really high if they sell a client, getting really low.
It's
like us too,
bro. Honestly, now the more you're talking, it's very similar to our space. I'm not trying to make it about us, but just to relate to it, like with us working with brands, like some months we have three brand deals lined up, and other months we have none. So it's like you can really get in your head. And I was even telling you on the way up here, like the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, why is this kid blowing up for fucking some stupid reason, but we're putting up quality shit in our shit. You know what I mean? You can really get in your head, and it's similar with you because like you said, if you're not set, like you're doing your absolute best to meet with 4 or 5 clients that day and you don't get any of them. It's like, what the fuck am I? Is it me? Like, what am I doing wrong? You know? Yeah. But it really just comes down to just trying new things, evolving, taking a different stab at it. Like, it just,
It's the most valuable tool in any job, not just being a trainer, but can you maintain level no matter what? And just trust in your craft and trust in like the work you've put in behind the scenes. I trust my approach over anyone's or anything or
you do stay method. Very level. I've never seen Darren, you know, besides when you're out, you're having a good time.
Yeah, of course.
But I've never seen Darren like pissed.
No.
I've never seen Darren with like a bitch face
I've
on.
I've seen a little pissed, like it when we're working out and like, I'm not gonna say it, but you know like what? I've seen Darren mad a little bit.
When? I know what you mean.
Working out with us?
Yeah.
I'll say it
about us?
Camera. No, not about us.
Okay.
Working out with us.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, in, as far as your clients, so I've never seen you like.
No. Yeah. And like, that's my goal, is I want to set an example for people that are, because in the gym, like, you're seeing all day. You're in public.
Yeah, Darren's always coming up to a smile like that.
I know.
I'm know the every time.
Some days on the treadmill, I'm just like walking on there. I'm like, bro, like,
I'm just like, I don't want to say hi.
So T-Bull texts me, being like, Darren, stop looking at me.
Bro, it's true, man.
This day is like today. Even today, bro, I woke up just... This day's like,
just like, I don't want to deal with that.
This day's like today, I woke up and I'm just like dead miserable waking up. But I don't know what it is. Like, I slept pretty good, but like, I wake up, like, I woke up tired today. I'm like, bro, I don't want to work out. Like, I do not want to work out, but I'm going to go, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you, like, what's your advice to people that, like, deal with that? Like, I wake up, I don't want to go. Like, it's the last thing I want to do. How do you just, like, get past that fucking voice net and get in there? Like, what's your
advice? Put it on the shoes, kid. Put it on the shoes. I mean,
one obvious one is, like, have a coach, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys have me to hold you accountable. Oh, yeah.
Like, I couldn't miss today. But if I felt that way, I mean, I'm dialed in now. I wouldn't. But, like, if I felt that way in the past, I wouldn't go. I would just be like, oh, fuck it, I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's discipline, my friend.
I think that, and it comes back to the habit. Stacking, right? So, like, having these habits in place that just make it almost a no-brainer for you to go, like having the bag packed, having it at the door. If you're looking at that bag when you wake up and you're like, nah, I'm not gonna go, it's a little bit tougher because you did say at one point, I'm getting this bag ready because I'm gonna go.
Having the bag packed is big, I like doing that the night before.
Bro, I swear to God, what helps me too,
so much time
too. What helps me too, it sounds crazy, but I shower every morning before I leave the crib.
Exactly.
Like, it does.
Have a routine, you
know? It does.
Also, have a friend. Someone to hold you accountable too. Like, I mean, someone that's like-minded, that's doing the same thing, has the same goals, hold them close to you. So you guys, obviously, you have me, which is awesome. You guys also have each other, which is just as important, because at the end of the day, you guys don't need to show up because I'm just at the gym anyways, but you guys hold each other accountable too. Like, you guys are looking for each other. He'll say, hey, has T been here yet? You'll say, hey, did Perju come in this morning? So, like, you guys care about each other. And that's important, too, bro. I mean, that's why you guys work well.
Even with, like, I've noticed this. We've talked about this, too, kind of recently, is, like, with business in general, bro, like, and it's not to, like, push the gym on everyone. It's not to push fitness on everyone. But, like, dude, with the way, like, with what we do, networking, going out, socializing, going to meetings, like, the way you look really tells a lot about yourself.
It does.
And I'm not saying this to say, like, people that are out of shape, like, I look down upon you. It's not what I'm saying. But the perception of, like, you can't discipline yourself. How am I going to trust you to discipline my business?
Yeah, true.
How am I going to trust you to discipline, like, give you trust to do what, like, what I need you to do if you can't even take care of yourself to begin with?
Exactly.
So that might sound harsh to some people, but that's how I've been thinking about it, too. I'm like, if I'm going into a meeting for a huge long-term deal, it's like, how can they trust me to trust me to fucking execute this deal if I can't even execute my own my own health, my own goals, you know?
And it goes back to what you were saying, though, is like, you're not necessarily training with the thought in mind of the result at the end. It's more so you're training for your life. So the result will come. Yeah. But just know, like, every day that you do show up, you're putting in an investment towards looking better, showing up to that meeting, looking better for your family, showing your eventual kids, hey, I'm doing this every day, right? So it goes, it cuts deeper than just the surface.
It all goes back to what you said too, like, when kids are young, because I do want to have kids one day, but like, when they're young, if they see their dad, like, sitting on the couch drinking beers, like, doing nothing, it's like they're gonna want to do the same thing, you know? But if they see them getting up at 7 a.m. every day, going to the gym, dialed in, they're gonna want to follow the steps.
Yeah.
And that's gonna set up your daughter, son, for like the fucking for
true success. I feel lucky with that. I mean,
like you said, you grew up seeing your parents do that
every day. I mean,
my mom was like that, but my dad, like, he played hockey and shit. Like, he was, he never like got into the gym like that.
Yeah,
I just played hockey, but I kind of just had to like learn that on my own. Like, for sure. You know, I never had anyone to really look at. I mean, did you,
bro? No,
right? Like, come on. I mean, not just parents, but like cousins, family, like, not really. Like, my brother worked out a little bit, but like, my we're just like a big Italian family. Like, exactly. You know, there's never anyone really to show us the ropes.
Going to the gym back in the day wasn't like a thing.
No.
Like,
this is like a new field. Bro, it's a new field.
That shit was not a thing in
fitness
the early
2000s. Fitness is on the up, bro. And it's like field. Really fitness, like, obviously, like, you would agree, like, it's on the up and up right now. But
just starting.
Like,
too,
when did it start to like become trendy? You think? Like, it's kind of a hard question to ask because we're all young. But like, I don't know.
Because like, the early 2000s was nowhere near.
Wasn't it like big in the 80s? Like the bodybuilding and shit. Like,
yeah, but I think it's taken such a turn now of like the last 5 to 10 years towards
with youth
more
too,
so,
right?
Like younger people. It used to be about like bodybuilding, the squat, the bench,
older,
the deadlift,
older dudes.
Eagle
like,
lifting,
dudes.
Eagle lifting,
lifting heavy. You know, like competing.
Larry, what's his name? Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah,
he's the guy. I love watching his videos.
Which is still present, but now I think there's such a shift with new technology, new tools in the gym. That
the
like,
Brady method, the TB12 method, the band workouts. You know,
but like, you guys see it with the stuff that I have you do. Like when you first started with me, you're probably like, I haven't done any of this shit.
Nah, I never. Hockey, that was really.
I like the shit we do.
Yeah, we do a bunch of kettlebell shit, a bunch of core stability.
I definitely enjoy doing it.
It's just different, you know? Yeah. But it like opens your eyes.
I
want to
feel like an athlete again. That's my goal.
And that's how we kind of work.
That's my goal. I want to feel like an athlete again.
We're on one leg a lot. We trap bar, deadlift.
That's the best feeling, though, when it's nice out and it's like, yo, I want to be outside and go like.
You know what I want to stop doing eventually? Hang cleans. You ever do hang cleans?
Oh, dude.
Big time. I like doing the hang cleans.
Yeah, I used to love coaching those. We can spend some time on those. We might need more than
that. I'm good, dude.
I'd rather run.
That's a big hockey workout.
My wrist is killing me, bro. It's bad.
What's up with your wrist? What happened?
I've been noticing that when I like, even before I started coming to the gym, I always like would try to do like, you know, like 30, 40 pushups in a row, but like
wrist.
One day I noticed. This was like even months ago. I'm like, yo, I can't even do a pushup. Like it hurts.
We'll sit down. We'll work on it.
I was doing a couple of these. Doing the wrist curls. You're doing a lot of
something else. Is that why?
Nah.
He's just shooting threes, dog. Shooting threes.
So what's up for Batista? I know you got the Batista boot camp. You want to talk a little bit about that or your future plans?
For sure. So the Batista boot camp. That's my side hustle right now that we're obviously trying to make more so the main hustle down the road. So I'm working with a team of guys that I trust a lot on the front end right now on a huge platform virtually. There's not enough built out yet for me to give layout what that's going to look like. However, I realize that fitness is turning a lot to the virtual side.
Yep.
So just in terms of keeping up with the trend, we need to start working on that side. And Darren Batista can't be everywhere all at once on the same hour. But if I'm reaching people on a national scale virtually, I can be in a lot of places at once 100%. And helping people across the world. So that's kind of where Batista Boot Camp right now, we're gearing that focus towards is how can we scale on a national level, impact way more than just outside the walls of Equinox where I train in person.
Yep. I'm sure we have a lot of followers that like maybe in similar positions. It's like, oh, like I want to try Tommy and Produce trainer.
Exactly.
You
know
what
I mean? So
that
might be in New York or Chicago.
That's how the driver, Ali, the driver says, dude, people message him all the time to drive him now.
Yeah. So, and that I'm sure like that, the more they see what we're doing together, the more they'll be interested.
Five, six posting consistently. We're going to post tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We got to post tonight.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to post an ad tonight.
You just showed me the video.
We got to post a video.
No, we'll post the video. I could probably push.
Figure out the times.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, but Batista Boot Camp for anyone that hasn't followed yet for
great
sure.
Great name, by the way.
I like it.
Great name.
I like it.
Flows. Batista Boot Camp. It flows.
To be honest, like people definitely think of like the wrestler, like Batista. Yeah.
It's also just me. It's me. You know, like I feel like a lot of people probably don't know much about me, which is why I was hyped about this podcast because a lot of our videos, I'm doing the workouts with you guys, but you guys are obviously the voices, right? So now it's kind of cool to kind of wrap it all together.
I like it because it's also like real shit though. Like you can learn from just watching just the shit we do.
It's real shit.
We're not really talking too much.
Yeah.
No, it's like quick little clips and stuff, but I love it all because I think it's going to educate people. It's going to inspire seeing you guys continue to work, make progress. And at the same time, it helps put a little bit of a face on me and what I can provide.
Definitely.
And help me reach people across the world. So
I'm excited. We got to take a clip from Pod and put it in.
What?
The next video for the workout we did today.
Oh yeah, we'll put it in the next video. I got five rapid questions for you to wrap up.
Go.
Just people, not fitness related. Just people to get to know you because I think maybe I'll start doing this on the podcast. This is off the top of my head.
I like it.
Favorite movie.
Good Will Hunting.
Okay, I like that.
You like that? Boston.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
You're right.
It's not your fault. Favorite TV show.
TV show. Oh my God, I don't watch a lot of TV.
I don't want to hear Dan Snyder shows.
Could I go like recent?
Yeah, whatever you want.
All right, so we've been watching The Gentlemen. It's on Netflix.
The Gentlemen, what's that about?
Me and my roommate, Steve. Yeah.
Trying to catch him real quick.
The Gentlemen's good though, for anyone that's new. It's like, it's two brothers. They own an estate. They got a lot of money strapped up.
I heard Succession's good. I want to watch Succession.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I don't watch a lot of shows.
I don't watch TV. It's poison.
I hate being that guy to say that.
I watch the Celtics playoffs is coming up. Yeah. Bruins playoffs is coming up.
I don't watch TV. It's poison.
Favorite show, the Celtics.
TV, you know? TV, soda, poison.
All
in the weed nowadays.
What's your favorite actor? You have a favorite actor?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
That's
you fuck with me.
That's my guy.
You kind of like, do a little bit.
I like Matt Damon a lot. He just keeps it real.
Yeah. I thought he was good. Who's a I mean, don't say Matt Damon. Pick someone different. But yeah. Who's like a GOAT person to train? Like, who's like your bucket list? Give me a bucket list person to train. Can't say us. You already trained us.
I mean, athletes are an easy answer. Like, I would love to train like a LeBron or a Giannis just to see how crazy they can move.
Yeah, but like,
are they going we like, can move similar though, no? Me and you?
Yeah, you guys laterally, are similar.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Vertical and shit?
Yeah.
Do you mean more of like just an everyday?
Well, because like, they're like, Wahlberg. They're going to train with like Chris Brickley.
I want to train. I mean, like I want to train Wahlberg.
Wahlberg? I heard rumors that he's been around that area before.
Yeah, I mean, if he's at Equinox,
when he comes back, we're definitely going to be invited.
Yeah.
So I don't see why you can't come.
We've been talking in the DMs a little bit. We're working on some stuff. So
Mark, 4:30 a.m.
We're just going to work up at 4. No, 4 a.m. It's all these 4:30. 4 a.m.
Whatever. 3:30. Whatever
time you want. 4 a.m. Garage open, kid?
Yeah.
No, I just noticed they don't take care of your parking at Equinox.
$6.
$6. Every 2 hours, though, right? You got to switch it up.
You'll be gone, too.
No, I'm saying, I seen the girl Sophie. I'm like, oh, you got a ticket? She's like, yeah.
Well, I don't drive.
She's like, we got to pay $42 to park. And I'm like,
damn. That's why you walk there, kid. Brisk walk.
Yeah, or Uber.
You know? One more question. What's one more question, Chad? You got anything to offer here? Or?
Nah.
What's your favorite cheat meal?
Favorite cheat meal? Either chicken parm. With the pasta.
Just a basic whore, huh?
Or
cheat meal? Chicken palms and cheat meal?
Yeah.
Huh.
Not the pasta, though.
With the pasta? What do you mean?
I'm just saying, like, if I have chicken palm, like, plain, like, obviously there's cheese and shit on there, but it's, like, not like
with the vodka sauce?
Vodka sauce, nice. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Yo, we're going to do a cooking with... Number one, I want to do a video of you teaching me how to cook, but, like, even both of us, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. When you get the shrimp, don't cut the tails. You got to give it just a squeeze. There's meat in the tail you need.
I appreciate that.
The shrimp you take off the legs and then just like squeeze the tail.
All right, we'll go over this another time. So chicken palm vodka sauce. That's your cheat meal. We'll go
like a creamy chicken ziti broccoli Alfredo. You know,
I'm starving. Fucks, huh? A nice chicken broccoli. See, I grew up eating like the fettuccine Alfredo with the broccoli, and then a nice chicken cutlet, big one, crispy.
My mother made some good chicken cutlets last night. Like good seasoned nice.
You had cutlets night last night.
They were nice, fried.
That's why you didn't want to wake up this morning.
Yeah, it was sitting in your tummy.
I had 3 chicken cutlets. They weren't that big.
No.
Just big.
Portion size is everything.
Come on. Relax. This kid always has to like have a down, like I'm down to say.
No. You say you were tired this morning, but you got cutlets. I didn't know you had cutlets
last night. Yeah, you did know. You did know.
You texted me
at 11 last night. He texted me at 11. He goes, cutlets, huh? I'm like, why are you thinking about cutlets, right?
Well, because you said it. I'm like, cutlets, huh?
Thank you for the time, bro.
Thank you, boys.
We're going to have to definitely do a part two because I still have more shit to talk about, but we're in a rush.
Oh, for sure.
We'll do a part two at Moxie's next time.
At Moxie's.
Do we got to get a pick for the thumbnail?
Yes. Yes. I got to start. We got to start.
I'm welcome. I remembered.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I didn't say thank you, so don't say you're welcome. You're welcome. You know?
Let's do an English muffin.
Darren, thank you. At the end of the day, guys, this is... I don't know if you knew this, Darren, but I have something new to tell you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day... Do you know what it is at the end of the day? Like, what is it? At the end of the day...
It's content.
It's content. God, someone knows. At the end of the day, it's all content. Thanks for tuning in.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm going to stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she going to let me hit it any day now. What you going to say now? Love my ex-girl, got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and an H-Town boo.